Unit 5. 1. Could you give me a lift? 2. If I ask the boss for a raise, do you think it will fly? 3. Were you able to find an empty space in the parking lot? 4. Could you empty the wastebasket into the garbage can, please? 5. Have you ever been there before? 6. Did you remember to take your swimming suit to the pool? 7. Will he get in touch with you? 8. Would you please write your last name in the space provided? 9. Did you mow the grass in the front yard yesterday? 10. Want to go downtown tonight? 5. There are many excellent reasons to study dramatic arts during your years at college. Indeed, most employers agree that drama classes provide students with skills such as public speaking, in addition to helping build self-confidence, a trait that is very much sought after in today's job market. A wide array of classes and workshops in the dramatic arts is available at most colleges and universities. First of all, the student may be required to attend productions at various local and regional theaters. Students are not merely passive members of the audience during these performances. Rather, they are expected to analyze and critique the production, noting what the actors have done well, as well as what they have done poorly. Students may also be expected to study the history of the theater. These types of courses generally involve a review of dramatic developments of the theaters of the Greek, Roman, Neoclassic, and Elizabethan periods. The student might be expected to become acquainted with dramatic literature of these periods, such as that of the Hellenic Golden Age. Finally, the student will be expected to perform on stage, of course. This may mean that the student needs to overcome stage fright, the feeling of extreme nervousness that often prevents one from performing well or speaking confidently in front of an audience. The student can even work on a college production to learn the principles of acting for television or film. Such courses usually include an introduction to the mechanics of stage movement, emotional and imaginative responsiveness, the fundamentals of understanding particular characters, and a study of the actor's physical and psychological resources. Now you will hear questions 1 to 5. 1. What is one good reason to study dramatic arts? 2. What are students expected to do when attending performances? 3. What subject are students expected to study? 4. What is stage fright? 5. What do the principles of acting for film not include? 5. That is the end of Unit 5.